Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As school resumes in the building today, starting to work towards an earlier broadcast, as there's different days at least that I need to be at work in the building a little earlier than the summer months require. But anyhow, we're continuing this series this week focused on being clothed with Christ and looking at some of those characteristics that God would have us to wear, that others can see Him in us. And today we're going to look at the topic of being clothed with gentleness. God tells us to let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. I find it fascinating. You have these two statements in the same verse coming from Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, that combine gentleness and the visibility of your gentleness with the fact that God is indeed near. I think about that. I wonder, does the way you behave, do your actions change based on who is watching, based on who you're with? I'm guessing we've all experienced times where we've done things with one group of people that we would likely never consider doing if we were with another group of people. As one involved in full-time ministry, as an occupation, it's interesting the number of people that will comment at times about needing to watch their language because a preacher is around, needing to do this or that. But I wonder how often you and I think about the Lord being near. Always. And I wonder if we lived with a greater awareness of God's presence in our life, how that would impact our level of gentleness in the way we interact with our coworkers, the way we interact with our neighbors, with our family, with our friends. Does God's presence evaporate? Or is it simply our not paying attention that seems to change how much we allow His presence to be seen and felt and lived out in our life? God's word tells us that a gentle answer turns away wrath. We can go through Scripture and there's all kinds of promises and reasons, benefits from learning gentleness from Jesus, from learning gentleness from an awareness of God's presence, from practicing gentleness in the way we do life. When we do life consistently with a harshness in us, or even a harshness around us, it hardens us. It changes us in a way that's not really all that good. today as we consider being clothed with Christ, being clothed with gentleness. I wonder how different our day would be. If we walked with a greater awareness of the presence of the Lord. If we were more deliberate about our gentleness. How different our day would be if others were more gentle with us. But that's not something we can control or dictate from them, other than, like many things, gentleness can be a bit contagious. It's that soft answer turning away wrath. It's that gentle answer. Our gentleness has a way of changing and at least muting a bit the harshness of others at times. I grew up in a family where gentleness seemed to be the way of life. Mom and Dad did not raise their voices often. Dad did not use his voice often. And so when I'm in settings where people become loud, it changes me. When they're loud with me, when they're loud with one another, when there's a feeling of harshness in the voice. And I suspect that when I use tones of harshness, of increased volume, that it has a similar impact on others. But when gentleness prevails, when our words and our tones soften, when we clothe ourselves with Christ and we consider His presence, and we listen. We approach the situations with a desire to understand. And many times in my experience, the lack of gentleness comes from, well, a desire to be understood, more so than a desire to understand others. And when we look at the life of Jesus, perhaps one of the most understood people who ever walked this earth, and while he was perhaps the most misunderstood person, he was definitely the most understanding of others. And he would listen, and he would show compassion, and he would care. And yes, there were times that he would deal harshly, from at least my perspective, with those that were disrespectful to his Father's house, were disrespectful to God's Word. But overall, it's his gentleness that drew people to him. And I believe it was his awareness of just how near his Father was. and it was his nature. And as those that have been bought by the blood of Jesus, those who have been transformed by the cleansing power of his blood, it ought to be our nature to live with gentleness, to clothe ourselves with that every day. And to go about life in a way that our gentleness is evident to all. I believe that in today's world, as perhaps even more so than any other time in recent history, gentleness will get noticed. It's different. And it may not be valued by the world. Sometimes we think it ought to be. When we do right, when we do what God wants, that the world and even unbelievers ought to value that. And some may and some may not. But they often will notice it. And perhaps your gentleness today, perhaps my gentleness today will plant seeds in the life of someone. Because the Lord is near. And I believe not only is the Lord near, but the day of his return is growing nearer every day. I would encourage you today to let your gentleness be evident to all. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your presence is with us, is never far from us. Wherever we go, you are there. The psalmist writes and talks about where could we hide? Even if we wanted to. If I go to the tops of the mountains, you're there. If I go to the depths of the sea, you are there. And Father, as we consider your presence, the nearness of the Lord with us, may we be motivated in a greater way to let our gentleness be evident to all. To practice gentleness of speech, of tone, of volume, of the way we do life and the way we interact with those around us. Father, help us to learn and to put into practice the things that we know from your word about gentleness and gentle answers and caring for the weak. Father, today may you help us examine our life for the times where we've not been gentle. May we have a greater awareness of what things lead us away from the gentleness we ought to have. May we learn to deal with the harshness of this world in a way that's gentle as a lamb, and yet still being wise. Gentleness that isn't a weakness, that isn't a giving in to evil or anything that would be wicked, but a gentleness that is kind and caring and loving. A gentleness that displays all of these characteristics that you've called us to put on and to wear with courage. Father, today, as we examine our life, as we look and find those changes that we need to make, may you help us to live with a greater awareness of your presence. May you help us to allow your presence to transform our very thoughts and our very attitudes. And Father, may our gentleness be lived out in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.